The atmosphere of the Book of Daniel is full of dreams, like the Song of Solomon, but these are very different sorts of dreams. This time we're in a sort of Arabian Nights environment. Fabulously powerful kings who live in oriental splendor. Cruelty, triumph, victory, disaster. But at the same time, this is a story about the unlikely victory of the simple faithful over the great potentates of the world. The book as we have it comes from a time of persecution, when the Jewish people were under great pressure to abandon their ancestral faith. The King James Version reproduces the dramatic technique, almost the theatrical technique, of the original. We only see what the characters see. We don't know what the king's dream is about until Daniel tells us. We don't know till the morning whether Daniel has survived in the lion's den. The storytelling is incantatory. It still has the characteristics of oral storytelling, repetitions and formulae. Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. There is the art of the oral storyteller, captured in the heavy tread of these words. But the important thing is that these are stories that, as you might say, look sideways around the apparently all-important figure of the monarchs, the powerful people who fill the horizon, which looks behind them and beyond them towards the triumph of the oppressed who are the people that God loves.